Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It's Sunday, June 21st, 2015. That's what this satsang is all about. And we're going to talk about one of your favorite subjects, all of you, money. I get a lot of money questions. And so I took some questions that have been going around, probably about a month or so. And I thought it would be interesting and fun to talk about it, maybe serve you in a different kind of way. So we're going to do money. I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank my mystery donor for making this possible, the satsang. I am very, very grateful. It is only through your gifts, your sponsorship, that this particular series of programs that I offer each and every week are made available. It pays for airtime and everything else that goes along with it. I hope you will become a sponsor and see the value of this and help us. It is a hard thing to keep going. Believe me, it is, especially in the world we live in where money is everything. Money. What is your viewpoint on money? Everybody has a viewpoint on it. Let me read you a definition of money: a current medium of exchange in the form of coins and banknotes. The assets, property, and resources owned by someone or something. And that's the definition that we get in the dictionary for it. I myself have many other ideas about it. So let's get to the questions and see maybe if I can serve you. Justin from Lakewood, and I don't know where that is. He doesn't say, he just says Lakewood. What is money and love that you speak of? Are the two connected? I've heard you speak on it, but would you do it one more time, Justin? Justin, you are very kind. Thank you for listening to me. The trouble with us is always in love. I want you to understand that. We don't have problems in any other way except through the state of our love. It is our love that makes everything so difficult. See how you love, said the Buddha, and what keeps you from the journey. Very powerful statement. See how you love. The reason money is so ugly in our life and runs the whole lifetime, I mean, everything revolves around money, is because there is something behind money. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I don't know if this will make any sense whatsoever to a lot of you, but here it is. Money is motive. And with everything that money touches from our hands, a motive is derived. When you understand that money is motive, money is intent, money is everything we believe in, everything that functions in our life, and boy, does it function as our karma, you're going to see things in a different light. What is behind the money that you touch? What is behind it? When you are paying your bills, when you are receiving money, let's say for work, some work you've done, what is money? Money is motive. And most people have a very difficult time with the idea of money because their motive is selfishness, pride, vanity, and fear. There's so much fear in us that we refuse to recognize lives within us that we really suffer greatly for everything that is occurring in our daily life. There's so much fear behind money. I won't have enough. I'll be put out on the street. Da, 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 da. Our fear becomes money. Our fear is enacted through money. The face of our fear is enacted through money. Our greed, our vanity, our pride, our selfishness, it's all there as a form of how we live with money. Money is not the root of all evil. Justin, I want you to understand that. Greg is the root of his own evil. And if he is living with money in the form of fear, if he makes money his total worth, you know, how much he has or how little he has, then he's in trouble. He's in real trouble. Because what is behind the money is what he is living for and becomes his karma. And that's where the pain and sorrow of it all resides. Now, I can't talk you out of being stingy, ruthless, unkind, fearful. I can't do it. I can't do it. There is no way for me to reason with you. There's no way for me to say to you, this is not good for you. There's just no way to reason it out. I have sat in the counseling chair for many years, 40-some years, and listened to people talk to me, couples and people individually, about their money issues. And I'm telling you, it is ugly. It is truly ugly. So what am I to do? If I say, I had a guy come to me and his wife, okay, and they're sitting in front of me. She's going to have a very important surgery and has to cease working for a while. And he's angry at her for taking time off. Now, no matter what I said to him, which I did, it didn't change his point of view. Because you can't change people's point of view about fear and money. You can't. The whole idea that many people have, believe it or not, Justin, is that if you're afraid of money and you're in fear of it and the whole deal, that you're being, shall we say, responsible to it. You can't say to someone, trust, the money will be there. You can't do it. You can say it to a person, but they won't buy it. I'll tell you why. It doesn't appeal to the logic that sustains their fear. Everyone has a logic and a reasoning that sustains their fear, hence their hatred. And if you take away fear and hatred, you've taken away a person's whole life. Basically, you've taken it away. You have lost everything that is important to them because they believe that what is going on in their worldly life is what's going on within them. They live ugly on the inside, truly ugly. So when I say to someone, you know, forget about the money, start looking at see how you love and what keeps you from the journey, they will look at me and say, Greg, you're out of your ever-loving mind. And I wish I were. Because the mind can't be loving. The mind can only be in fear based on the whole idea of what we've pointed our thoughts towards. Most of us point our thoughts towards fear. Hence, the mind reflects that fear, conjures up ideas about that fear, how to avoid it or what it is, and defining it and trying to get us to understand it in a reasonable way and how to avoid, and it just goes on and on and on. Think of how much time you have spent in this lifetime worrying, thinking, plotting, calculating money. Now, I know people who have large sums of money, large sums. And I want you to know, all of you, that they are no better off than you are. Emotionally, psychologically speaking, They are obsessed, compulsed. They have the same obsessions, the same compulsions. They have the same problems you have. In fact, they even have larger problems than you have, because they're always trying to figure out how to keep it and not lose it. And it obsesses them to the nth degree. Some of them have so much money that they don't think about it much, and they just do whatever they want, and they're slinging around their karma, thinking that it was their right, their karmic right, to have this money so they can do whatever they want, and they think they're free. But eventually they find out that they run up against that which money can't buy. It's the old saying, money can't buy love, and it can't. You can love money, but money will not save you. Money will not save anything in your life that is important. You can't take money with you through death. It is very interesting. It is just very interesting how we are and how we pride ourselves on money. Well, that is the way it is. Justin, until there is love born in me and you, all the money in the world is not going to change anything. All the money we want, all the money we need, all the money we desire won't change a thing. If you are going to be wise, you go for the love, not the moolah. Money will be added unto you. I guarantee it. You will have enough to do everything you need to do under the auspice of your karma. And that is what it's all about. Please forgive me. Namaste. People like to think that karma is a bad thing, and it's not. If you find your karma, if you can recognize your karma, then you know the meaning of your life. You know the meaning of yourself upon the face of your own living. And if you can live in that karma without regret or anger or selfishness or pride or jealousy, then you have something even more powerful. And then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, you become the racehorse that needs only the shadow of the whip, rather than the whip to the marrow of the bone. So few are like that. The next one comes from Jessica. How is money, as you say, karma? Jessica. Jessica, it isn't just in the amounts. We're not all here to be rich and famous. We're really not. And the ones that are often persecuted by both. And the things that people want to gain are not necessarily the most noble things to gain in the course of a lifetime. It is sad to think that this is the way we are, but this is the way we are. So you asked me, how is money karma? You can use it in one of two ways. You can use money to serve the higher purposes of your loving heart, your authentic heart, not the human heart, the authentic heart. You can use it to serve those purposes, and that would be a very wise thing to do. Not many people do it in this world at all. Not many at all. I've heard about a man down in San Diego, who is a realtor. And he is doing something way out of the box and has nothing to do with anything that is Aspire, but this is on his heart. And what he has done is, when a person buys a house from him, he takes $1,000 out of his money and gives money to the community. He'll give money, first of all, $250 to the animal shelter to help the animals. He gives another $250 to a common cause in the community. And he takes $500 out and says to the people who bought the house, this will be donated to the charity you want to see receive it. Now, this is a man who knows about the bigger picture. He's my kind of guy. And I love what he does. And it touches me deeply. When I presented this to a couple of people in my group who are realtors, they just shook their heads and said, well, that's just wonderful. But will they do it? Will they do it? We will see. Even when you show people how to use money and how to direct it, most people are afraid. I gotta have that $1,000. Good, why give it away? Then you don't have it anymore. And people get all pissy about it. And pissy people are penny a million. It's just really sad. This guy is my kind of guy. That's exactly what I would do. He's a guy that understands giving back, sharing, loving, being kind. His karma? Well, I don't know what it is. How would I know? But I know this. If he has a hint of his own life and the meaning of himself upon the face of his own life, he has done something quite noble, quite loving, very kind, and much will happen out of it. Much. So, Jessica, that's what karma's really all about. How do I live in my karma and serve it deeply without being angry, hostile, jealous, prideful? This guy could take his money and go put it somewhere else. He doesn't have to give this money, but he's trying to do something for the world, and he's trying to share what he has with the world. This is a very rare quality. That's how you use money, to serve humankind in the best way possible. That's karma. And what happens with that? I don't know what will happen with him. I know nothing about this man other than what I've just told you. But I can tell you this. Even in doing what he is doing with maybe, let's say, great ignorance, no pride, no vanity, none of that, he has set into motion laws that may not make him the richest man on earth in a monetary way, but may make him the most beautiful man on earth that ever walked in his community. It may change the very structure of things in his life that you and I know nothing about that he's living through. This is noble work. This is using money in a noble way to serve humankind. There is no way to reason this out with a person. And Jessica, if you don't have the heart, you won't understand what I'm talking about. No, I'm not talking about your emotionality heart, your emotional thinking heart that is always in fear and hatred. I'm talking about understanding the nature of your heart, your real heart, your authentic heart. If you put yourself in the heart, you will always know intuitively what to do with whatever you have and whatever you're working with. I have friends and people who I know who have these grandiose plans for their life, and they think they can just run over anybody because they've got the money, or write a check out and get it all done. But as time goes on, they find out there are problems and difficulties along the way in their business or in their family life or in even the events that they're in, projects they're in, and obstacles all of a sudden spring up here and spring up there. And they get angry. They go, this isn't fair. But what they don't seem to see is, my karma's caught up with me. My karma has made this all happen. My karma is what I'm facing, not the difficulties. And instead of being humble and meek about it and seeking to learn what the nature of all of this is about, they get angry and hostile and fall to victim and then start doing more ugly things with money and it makes it more ugly in their life, and they just keep doing more and more ugly. People who live in ugly get ugly. And that's just the way it is. So, Jessica, karma's involved in everything, not just money, friendships, love, every aspect of your life. Until you understand, and I understand, the nature of our own karma, we will never be able to move forward in the meaning of our life. Never. And that, my dear, is the greatest suffering there is. I hope that helps. Please forgive me. Namaste. People just don't get it. They really don't. It's so hard to talk to people about money. It really is, because they think you're trying to get in their wallet when you're trying to help them. And anyway, the last question comes from Raymond. Why is it bad to have the desire for money? Raymond, there was an old saying that Jesus talked about. Now, I'll refer to him and bow to him. Where he lived, there was something called the Eye of the Needle. And it was known of as two buildings that were so close to each other that a person could not, you'd have to be very, very thin, pass through the two buildings in between them. And for all I know, these two buildings are still standing, and they are very difficult to get through. And he said it would be impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It would be easier, he said, for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, which is the two buildings, than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because the man is possessed by the money. The money is everything. And when you make money everything, you're indulging a certain part of your ego, the vanity, the pride, the hatred in you, that sustains only incompetence when it comes to living in love. You remove the capability to hear love. Most of us cannot hear love. We cannot even see it. It's all around us, but we can't even see it because we are consumed by the idea that money is moral, money is right, money must be fought for. You get money by cheating. You do anything you can to keep it and to get it. The means justifies the end. And that's the way we live with money. And we never consider the idea of what we are doing to destroy our life. Everybody has some moral belief about what's right and fair. And when it comes to money, we use that right and fair. We make it up. And we say to someone, you owe me this because you did this and you said that, and this is what's right and this is what's wrong. But if the whole thing were reversed, and that same logic was used on us, we wouldn't feel that way. We'd say, no, that's not the way it is. That's not the interpretation of it. And we fight and moan and bitch, and we get ugly. I watch people. What is the reason why we are so easily misled? Because we have no love in our heart. We just don't give a darn. And because we don't care, and because money is more important than love itself, because our motives are about fulfilling some kind of aspiration that we're afraid of death and suffering, so we think money will keep us from all of that, we miss the whole point of money. Money, when used properly, is the vehicle for love. It's funny, Raymond, never does anyone write me and say, why is it bad to have no desire for love? Or why is love more important than money? No one does that. Everyone wants the money first, love later, maybe. And everybody thinks that money will bring love. It doesn't bring love. It really doesn't. And no matter how we want to think of it, we believe that money is love and money is security and money will make you happy and money this and money that. It's so sad. The way I touch money comes from what little love I have within myself. That's the truth of the whole matter that most people just can't deal with. It is so sad. Raymond, love first. Others first. First you, then me. Let love live you. These are not things that most people are willing to do. I hope that you have enough wisdom in you to hear what I just said. Let love, more than money, live you. Thank you for your beautiful question, and please forgive me. Namaste. If you ever have a comment, a question, or something I could be of service to you, please come to the website at aspire.org, and at the top of the page you will see contact. Just contact me. Let me know what I can serve you with. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful weekend. And please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.